It is time for Kaleidoscope this morning. We get to talk with John Pearl, CFO at Wyndham Area Health. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
We appreciate you taking time out.
Happy to do it.
Had a meeting last night.
Yeah, it's always nice to have these monthly meetings to get everybody on the same page, and had a nice turnout last night. We had a visit from Shelby Medina, as you may know, is employed by Sanford Health. The rest of us are employed by the City of Wyndham, so had one of her direct reports that was down. He's a new individual that took a new role in Sanford, so he participated in the board meeting last night, so it was nice to meet him. And then we got to share our good financial results with him, too. So that always helps a little bit.
Yes, it's always funner when you have good news.
It is. Yes. It is. Yeah. So I'll give you a little update on where we're at for operation-wise. The first thing I'd like to point out is it's probably been about 4 months now. Dr. Hinshaw, our OBGYN surgeon, was deployed.
Yes.
And so he came back to the States about 2 weeks ago, I believe. And now next week he will be back seeing patients. So we're very pleased that he's back safe and well. And then selfishly, of course, from a financial standpoint, I'm glad that he's here to serve patients but produce revenue as well. So that's exciting.
Now, you did have things in place to cover.
We absolutely had coverage, yeah.
But it's still, you can't do as much as when he's here.
You can't. When you have somebody covering in a position like that, you really are taking care of those needs or things that were already in progress. So you aren't really getting those patient visits, those clinical visits that maybe turn into necessary procedures or those types of things. So
okay.
Certainly coverage went well. That was fine. But nonetheless, happy to have them back and practicing. So we did actually show, I talked about reporting good news to the board. We had decent volumes for the month of September. We actually did show an operating loss of about $200,000. That was made up mostly, however, of adjusting for allowances and discounts. So what happens is when we file our annual cost report with Medicare, at the end of September, that happens to be our filing period, you do a settlement. And so it was determined that we were overpaid, so to speak, during the interim payment period of the year, and then you do a settlement. So
okay.
It's really just an accounting activity. So that's fine, accepted that. We are showing year to date, we're still showing about a $700,000 gain.
Wow.
So that part, operating gain, so that part is very positive. We do have a budget of a positive budget. Last year it was break even. This year we're looking at having positive results. So 5 months through the year, very happy with where we're at, showing an operating margin, a positive. We actually budgeted a negative year to date, positive for the whole year. And then I always like to give a jump on the current month. So October is our sixth month of the fiscal year, and we're probably going to have our best volumes to revenue of the fiscal year.
Oh,
so
wow.
We'll probably push about $6 million in billed charges. And I've probably shared in the past, I don't expect people to remember it, but when we get to the end of our fiscal year, our budget is 6.1. So we're ramping up. We're right where we had hoped to be. And that's, of course, coming off the back of completing the construction project. So there's always some settling that takes place. So really happy where we're at.
Well, and to have those kind of numbers during and just after a big project, it seems unusual. to me.
Yeah, I guess I'm not surprised where we're at. Where I am a little bit surprised is usually, as everybody knows, we invested $10 million of hospital funds into the building, and then we borrowed the difference. We were able to grow our cash during this time, which would be unusual, even assuming or accounting for the $10 million that we put in. So that I wasn't expecting. So that means that our growth is there and our expenses are in the right spot. We are just starting now. The payment schedule is starting, right? So we were just making interest payments up until this point. So now we'll be paying back principal, so that of course will be reflected in our finances. And I shared with you just before we got on the air that we've talked about the project being $30 million, mm-hmm. and that's what the budget was. It actually came in a little bit less at $28.5 million, so we're excited to share that. And then the big piece in the difference was there's always some cushion, so to speak, in there for change orders for unexpected things that might happen. And then there's an estimate for the furniture's fixtures and equipment, and that estimate was a little bit high, and partly because, of course, we're renting the main floor, the first floor, to Sanford, so we're not really providing a lot of FF&E there, and then our third floor is a shelled space, so that budget number was a little bit high. So that, well, happy to report that, too.
That's, I mean, anytime
come in under, that's a good thing.
So what's the plan for third floor? Is it just going to sit for a little while?
I think a little while is probably the key right
probably
there.
Probably not a long while.
Not a long while. There's already a lot of discussion about how to use that space. There isn't anything decided at all. Maybe a couple of the ideas is have all the clinic type activity over in the new building. So we talk about our outreach providers that are still at the other end of the building. Because there's some wayfinding issues, you know, for people. We really have two entrances. Our physical therapy or rehab department, really physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech is really booming with activity. They could use some more space. So we're actually going through a facilities master plan right now and making sure everything fits our needs. Some people out there are probably cringing. It's like, oh, you just finished this project. Now what? But it's not, there isn't anything in stone, you know, that needs to be done or that this is what's absolutely happening. But as we've said, we need to grow to survive. It's a different environment for payments, and you see hospitals closing all over the country and especially reducing services in Minnesota. Just last week, I think Owatonna quit having OB services. So, you know, it's our goal to stay robust and really be that regional provider down here in Southwest, South Central Minnesota, and we think we can do it because we're able to track that talent.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very much so. Yeah. Very good. All right, what else do we need to mention today?
Just a couple of items, if you don't mind. We do have our Spooky Path. It's our 8th annual Spooky Path.
Everybody looks forward to it.
Yeah, and it's fun. I hope everybody got out there before today with all the rain and the weather. we are still having our event tonight. That's from 3:30 to 5:30. It will be more of a drive-through type activity. So that, of course, is today. We have a welcome back celebration for Dr. Hinshaw on Monday from 2 to 2:30 in the medical building lobby. So that's the new building, November 3rd. And then lastly, I'd just like to share that there's a Halloween bake sale on Thursday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the hospital main lobby. And that's put on by the auxiliary to support a purchase of a cardiac rehab ergometer machine. So those three things are the most current happenings.
Very good. Always a lot going on out there.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And if you haven't had a chance to see the Spooky Path, it's going to be up for a little bit. So if the weather gets nicer, come on out and take a lap. There's a lot of creative
You have great participation from the staff out there, too.
We really do. And there's so many events, just like I shared those three. There's about six things I could share as well, just activities going on, and a lot of it's staff-driven. So make sure you get out to the social medias and see what's out there.
Very good. John Pearl, we appreciate you talking with us today.
Thank you so much.
Anything else we need to mention?
No, that's it.
Very good. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM. It is 17 after 10 o'clock.